This Black Friday, get 6 months free when you move your WordPress sites to Kinsta. Enjoy faster load times, no stress when traffic spikes, and hosting you can actually count on. We're G2's number one rated host for WordPress. For a reason. Visit kinsta.com/BF. That's KINSTA.com/BF. Don't miss out. Offer ends December 2nd.
Hey, what's going on, friends? My podcast every day is broken up into two parts on the free platform. The first part, Act 1, is right now. When it's all done, go right on over to Act 2 to get the second half of the podcast. Thank you so much for checking out my show. Welcome in, folks, getting after it on another edition of the Eric Zane Show podcast, a daily show where I discuss news, nonsense, and my personal adventures from right here in the Impact Power Sports Studio. Thank you to them. Starting off December by pissing a lot of people off, and I for one, am shocked. Well, no, not really shocked. It all boils down to entertainment. Ben Glaze and myself now, for years and years and years on the Patreon, have been entertaining people doing our show. And one of the crown jewels of the Patreon is, of course, who are these free beers? And one of the highlights of the last show was that awful, awful moment where Greg again lost his shit and got really, really pissed off at his pals, Hot Wings and Steve. Ben and I covered it. I posted a little highlight on my Facebook. That's all I had to do. And then I start getting attacked. As usual, it's horrible. The treatment that I get, the bullying that I receive on a daily basis. People telling me to go fuck myself and saying horrible things, wishing terrible things. Then I get like personal message with awful things being said. And it's like, oh my God, this is embarrassing. What the hell? Everybody else can make fun, but I can't. I can't. And then what I'm doing is a service. I'm actually helping people with what I do with Ben Glaze. We are trying to critique them and reviewing their show. Then audience member Adam Balboa said, EZ, can you get me the video that you posted? He actually wanted what I made, because I like to make these little, short little pieces so that people can see that. And it's like, hey, this is what we did. It's a nice 3-4 minute clip. And this one was an audio video clip. And if you want more of this, you go to my Patreon and sign up. That's all that is. And so then Adam says, hey, I want to post that on some spots online, like the Segment 18 page and the Reddit thread. I go, that's fine. I'll send it off to you if that's what you want to do. Well, now what he's doing there is he's posting it in places where, like, these are fans of their show. So they take it very, very personal, you know, and they get upset. And then missing the entire point, which is this horrible moment on their show when Greg, as Chris K wrote on one of the comments, Greg shows his ass and it's Eric's fault, because these folks that comment, they don't even watch a fucking video. They just see that it's something that is involving me, and then they tell me to go fuck myself. Now, I posted it on Facebook, so it's fair game here. Typically, you know, I'll give these little short clips. Megan is here. Hello to you. We got a ton of stuff to talk about today. It is quite a way to start the show. But if you just indulge me for a second, this clip is remarkable, I felt. And not only is the clip itself of what of Greg losing his shit is all about, and this horribly awkward moment, but Ben and I are commenting on it too. So I'm actually going to play you that right now from Who Are These Free Beers? And this is an audio video clip if you're if you want to check this out on the Facebook by itself. Please do. It's right near the top. This is that moment.
What's wrong
from
with you? Do you not have a cell in your brain?
I don't think you know.
I would say do better.
Asphyxiation is, yeah, really.
No wonder she doesn't know how to explain it to him. She doesn't know what it is.
You guys should talk after I finish reading it.
Sorry.
I mean, I was really on a roll.
I know. You could have also stopped.
Yeah, I am now. Done. There you go. Now you talk.
I've said what I wanted to say.
Me too.
That's what I'm saying. It's fun.
I will answer.
Oh, man. I am so glad I'm not in that room. Holy shit. That was nuclear.
Wow.
Woo. That's making me want to sweat.
And did you see the darting of the eyes?
Yeah.
He's looking left. He's looking right. Oh.
Wow.
You guys should save your jokes for what? Hold on. And then I like how he laughed after it, but then it got a little bit more real
when Steve said something.
I don't think you know what autoerotic asphyxiation is.
Look at him. He just stops and looks up. And look at that look on Steve's face. Like, oh! Oh! He stops his thought, and then now it's on.
Wonder she doesn't know how to explain it to him. She doesn't know what it is.
You guys should talk after I finish reading it.
Sorry.
Now, let us also point out the amount of times we have focused on his interrupting on here. It's,
yeah, seriously,
horrendous.
Just to say jokes that get nothing, basically. That's usually what it is I've got something in my head that I think is hilarious. Let me blurt it out on top of what you're trying to say. And then the room just.
So yeah, now it's has destroyed the bit and he's laughing to maybe, I don't know if he's hoping to soften the blow or maybe he didn't intentions.
Based on the way he looks right here, I'm guessing that's exactly what it is, to soften the blow.
And I don't think the rest of the crew is happy with it, but Steve mentions.
Yeah.
I mean, I was really on a roll.
I know. You could have also stopped.
Yikes.
And there is some credence to that. You have to keep your eyes on the people in the room and see who's loading up a joke. It's easy to tell. Sometimes it's hand signals. There's ways to do this if you would look around while you're reading once in a while. But he's just fucking barreling ahead, and these poor slobs can't say their stupid, shitty jokes. So then after Steve says that, there's this.
Yeah, I am now. Done.
Oh, so then he takes his football and goes home.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm done now. Oh, my God.
Wow.
There you go.
Oh,
intense.
This is so rough.
Yeah.
And then watch the amount of times his eyes shift for this long pause.
Now you talk.
I've said what I
want. Now you talk.
Wanted to say.
Me too.
That's what I'm
saying. What I wanted to say, me too. So they're both checked out.
Yep.
So now it's a conflict.
Say it. It's fun.
Okay. Smile is now faded. One direction. Two, three.
I will answer her question, the first question.
Yeah. That's PTSD for me. David says, what a cock. Amy says, do you think that after the show he yells at those guys about this stuff? No, not it will not be spoken about. Tyler says he sounds like such a child. There, I'm done now. Megan says, I bet he gives silent treatment. He did back in the day. Molly, just hang with me. We're almost done. Molly has checked in here, and she started off her comments not at all pleased because we are discussing this moment. Then she announced that she is leaving. She did not leave. And then she announced again that she is leaving. It'll all be over. If you could just indulge me for 90 seconds. I promise. But a lot of people are interested in this. We try to get as many things discussed during a two-hour show, or better part of two-hour show. It's going to be okay. The one thing you don't want to do is you don't want to slow the train down with all of your announcements that you're leaving. Because all we've done is delay the... You see, had you not done that, I would now probably be wrapping up my discussion on the previous topic. But I am not yet done doing my job. So you just got to hang in there. If you don't like something, just sit tight for a few minutes. It will change. I will change topics. I do have a handle on this line of work. I'm well aware that not everything I say when I throw it at the wall sticks, but it's going to be okay. So I guess as we take steps forward, we can all agree that slowing down the train with me having to address your numerous announcements that you are leaving only makes things more difficult. You see, now Badger says, if you change topics, I'll leave. You see, I don't know if I want to be in the business where when I'm doing a show, okay, that individual moments on the chat are directing me as to what I am supposed to be saying or doing. You know, I think that that's kind of like getting into that Zaniac world. And you don't want to be in that world. Tyler says, based on the three strike system, if there's one more announcement, then she'll actually leave. And I don't want her to leave. I don't want anybody to leave. But at the same time, I have to focus on the task at hand, which is the job that I write down that I've been doing for so long. I definitely have a handle on it. So, I guess as a rule, audience members should be well aware that if you're not happy with something, all you got to do is sit tight and it's going to change. Now, I love Molly, one of my favorites, but there are numerous audience members that are not at all satisfied customers with Molly right now. Various mean comments are being said towards her, and I can't support those. I want to be in a world where I love everyone. That's the new me. You know, I don't really do anything negative towards the audience members. David says, thanks for wrecking the momentum. Unbelievable. Alan says, Molly wakes up to cause problems. What? Tyler says, regardless of what you talk about, I'll stay. Now, some audience members, in this case, Molly, you either change what you're talking about or I'm leaving. Chris in Buffalo makes a great point. Not knowing Eric, he already forgot what he was talking about. Oh, my God, yes. All right. Now, where was I? The numerous comments that came in. One of my favorite things, and, you know, honestly, I think the favorite thing of anybody that exists in the world, the comment sections are always outstanding. They can give you so much fodder. And I don't have nearly as many that come to me in my chat than in the past. I think people have gotten the message and have figured things out, but it doesn't take much. Rob here, Blue State Rob, who's brilliant. He writes, the show Eric built, and he did that so that guy like this guy would come out of the woodwork. Yeah, no. And Rob wrote, it's hashtag for the algorithm, Hilljack. And then Rob says, great job, Rob. Easy dragging on the coattails of a successful show. Zane is still quite butthurt. And how can you hate the algorithm, honestly, if it wasn't for free beer? He's a nobody and a nothing and doesn't have any exposure for his show, which no one listens to anyway. So, you know, that's pretty much par for the course. I've said many times, and people don't get the message of why I do what I do. It's a fruitful endeavor. People love it when I discuss this goddamn show. But then which is one of my favorite things to do, is to look up who is making these horrible, horrible comments about your old pal EZ. And this is the guy that's making those comments. And there is a lot to absorb in this wedding picture. Okay? And probably the two biggest things to absorb are these ridiculous titties. What the hell? That has to be 50 pounds of titty. That makes Amanda's look like mosquito bites. And this dude here with the oddly shaped Stewie Griffin head, that's the guy, Robert, that's him. And I wrote the comment, does your wife's back hurt? Because I would think that would be problematic. And I you know, no offense to her, but I don't think she's doing much time getting, you know, physically fit so that her back is. And I'm wondering, if your titties are that intensely large, okay, and you like lost, let's say she, you know, new year, new you, and she dropped all the other weight and worked out nonstop, would those titties stay the same size? Because she'd just be a walking titty. That's all she'd be. It'd be just titty and legs. It's intense how big those titties are. I could just stare at those all day, kind of like when you're walking through the Ripley's Believe It or Not Museum. You got like Wolfman and, you know, the kid with six arms. I don't know if these are a real thing. And this chick's tits. My God. He says, no, her back doesn't hurt. Thanks for noticing, though. They are real and they are spectacular. I wrote, they are gross and weird. He says, I guess if you're gay and prefer dick. All right. So there's all sorts of infighting there. Jason Terry says, oh, my God, that was so awkward. And then there was all sorts of comments on the Segment 18 page where numerous people just saying, I'm a piece of shit, I'm an asshole. And I'm like, well, I didn't do it. I'm not the one who did that moment. You're losing sight. Your fandom is causing you to lose sight of what is really important here. Ladies and gentlemen, I just want to report that as we wrap up this moment on the show, that Molly is still here. So despite all of that boasting, or I guess it wouldn't be boasting, all that harumph. She is still here. Chris says, huge bravery for Molly staying. Appreciate that. Cole says, what an insult. Your wife has huge jugs. Well, no, I didn't say your wife. That was the insult. It was a question. Does your wife's back hurt? You know? And I don't know. Of course, I did say they're weird and gross. But they are. In my opinion, you can actually have too much titty. Our beloved Rebecca is here, and she has revealed they are annoying to live with, but dudes seem to like them. Okay, there you go. But that's a tough thing if it's like uncomfortable for you. Nick is here. He makes a comment, a hunka chunka midsection. He also adds, his back is going to hurt lugging that across the threshold. Donko says, I bet they're all veiny. Oh, God. Well, the child will never starve. Shmoo Money says, working hard at work is also annoying, like titties, but women seem to like money. Okay. Alan says, everyone loves giant titties. Oh, I take them or leave them. Take them or leave them is my opinion on the issue. Rebecca says, too much titty committee. We have, speaking of Rebecca, we have another Rebecca. The two Rebeccas here, you've got Rebecca Miss Twat-a-Lot on Twitch, and then you've got Becca Shea on Twitch. Those two together have the same scenario where it's a big problem in their lives. Too much titty. I know that Becca Shea revealed on the chat here that she was this close to pulling the trigger on a procedure to reduce titty, where that, I don't even know how they do that. They just hack it off or whatever the fuck, but she decided against it when it got down to like the final minute. So between our two Rebeccas, we probably have 100 pounds of titty. Molly says, I'll take ass over titties. Okay. Well, so are you saying you would rather have an ass that's perfect over titties, or are you one of our show lesbians? You know, I don't know what the personal level of it, but, and I don't even know if you'd be willing to share that, but maybe you are right there. Becca Shea says she is still kicking herself over not going through with the procedure. Molly says, no, I just like ass. All right, so you're not one of the show lesbians, but you like ass? You like female ass. I think you might have some, you might be part lesbo on that deal. Shmoo Money says you can build a dump truck, but not titties. Molly adds, or guy ass. Yeah, and that's true. I guess if you like do like a bunch of lunges and whatnot, you can get like a perfect ass. That's interesting. So that's why, you know, it's just what God gives you. But there is something to... if you have an obesity issue, that will cause larger than normal titties. You can lose some titty. You can actually lose titty. All right, that's a lot of titty talk, and that's a hell of a way to start this show on a Monday edition of the Eric Zane Show podcast. Thank you to everyone for being here. I have a lot of ground to cover. Speaking of gaining, losing weight, whatever, I am still on track. Yesterday, it was a 1,650-calorie day, and I feel great. I don't know if I look any different, but I sure feel different. I think if it starts to roll off my body, it'll be first in my face. And then everything's going to start to sag and look like shit. So when you see me age dramatically, it's because fat is falling off of my face. Like, there's a guy that I work with from the hockey team who lost some weight. And now it looks like from the last time I saw him, he's aged 30 years. So I'm pretty sure that that is going to happen to me. Like when there was more fat in my face, less lines. You know, it's the fat talking. So I'm reasonably confident that it's all going to hang down like a too large labia and just kind of like swing back and forth until it kind of gets whipped. I don't even know what the fuck to do. Do I have to like chew a lot of gum to get my face in shape or what? I think it's a product you can actually get where it's like a it's not rubber, but it's like rubber, and you chew on the damn thing and your facial muscles firm up, and that is supposed to help establish your jawline. Shmoo Money is here. Just give in and eat a box of cereal and plump yourself up. Well, I'm trying not to, but I'm not perfect. Friday I went into the hockey game, and I was good to go. I had room for like 300 or 400 calories to have an excellent day of eating. So the hockey game finishes up. There's hot dogs. I eat my hot dogs. I'm still under the threshold. I want to keep it under anything under 2250. Is reducing 2250 calories for the day. And all I do is write this shit down. Pay attention, write it down. Pay attention, write it down. Haven't yet started working out in any way, shape, or form. I'm just trying to be as focused on this as possible. So then this is my only slip since I started this 1 week and 2 days ago. So this is my 9th day of this, running a caloric deficit, which is what Jeremy K did to lose 135 pounds in less than 1 year. My God, have you written the book yet, my friend? So, Nick says, I think I know who you are talking about. I was hoping it was AIDS. Okay. I know that you know. So based on that, that shows me that you are not a satisfied customer. We are getting glitches right now as I speak. Numerous comments about possibly the stream barfing. All right. But I think it might be back now. So I'm going to focus and keep moving forward, and hopefully it will work out. Let me know in the chat if the stream is coming back. Hopefully it is. And I have no way of knowing other than the chat because my phone is currently dead. More on that in a second. Badger with the comment, Molly will leave. So on that Friday, I then come home and, Raisin Bran Crunch. Oh. The thing about Raisin Bran Crunch, though, is that it doesn't take long for there to be a morning evacuation. Effective. Hey, it's Eric Zane, and UncommonGoods.com is a great place to shop for the holidays. I just picked up a Himalayan salt barbecue plank. It's a square, 8 inches by 8 inches, inch and a half thick, made of Himalayan salt. You put it on the grill, and your veggies on top of the Himalayan salt barbecue plank. Oh my gosh, what a way to season the veggies with the Himalayan salt barbecue plank. Just one of the thousands of items for sale for everyone at UncommonGoods.com. I love that when you're shopping for Christmas gifts at UncommonGoods.com, you've got stuff for readers, for nerds, for travelers, for foodies, sports fans, for music lovers. Everything under the sun can be found at UncommonGoods.com. The kids are like, Dad, what do you want for Christmas? And I go, well, just go to UncommonGoods.com and find something that you know I'll like. And you can do the same thing. And I've got a special deal for you. Make this holiday the year you give something truly unforgettable. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/Zane. That's uncommongoods.com/Zane. You'll get 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary. Hello, friends. Your old pal Eric Zane with a word about ultra-premium CBD gummies with real botanicals from my friends over at Secret Nature. This is like the best thing that's happened to me in a long time. I partnered with them. You can learn more at secretnature.com/Zane, and you'll also get a special deal there. But my gosh, during the daytime, I've got a daytime gummy that helps me stay focused, gives me steady lift. It's a fantastic, clean vibe within my system. Prior to Secret Nature, I found during the day that I was up and down, and I was like, what is happening to me? But ever since I started using the ultra premium CBD gummies with real botanicals from Secret Nature, those problems are in the past. And people say to me, EZ, when you're talking about this, what do you mean by a clean feeling? I'd say steady, balanced, not overpowering. I just get more done and feel better throughout the day. Probably because Secret Nature is organic, farm-grown, never lab-made. Ultra-premium CBD gummies with real botanicals. Nothing extra. The best in the business. Bliss is what I use during the day for clear focus and productive flow. I want to wind down? Snoozers. Unwind and rest at the end of the day. Consistent, measured CBD per gummy, so there's no guessing. Intentional formulations that feel clean and slot naturally into your routine. Now, this is where you try it. Get 30% off your first order at secretnature.com with code Zane. That's secretnature.com, code Zane. Try Bliss during the day, snoozers in the evening, and let me know how it goes. Again, 30% off your first order at secretnature.com with code Zane. secretnature.com, code Zane. Secret Nature.
This Black Friday, get 6 months free when you move your WordPress sites to Kinsta. Enjoy faster load times, no stress when traffic spikes, and hosting you can actually count on. We're G2's number one rated host for WordPress. For a reason. Visit kinsta.com/BF. That's KINSTA.com/BF. Don't miss out. Offer ends December 2nd.
But outside of that, good to go. I said Friday. I meant Wednesday. Wednesday. I got everything mixed up because of the... No, wait a minute. It was Friday that it happened. But anyway, I'm now segueing into the Thanksgiving festivities where I was also very, very effective in controlling my eating. I did not overeat at all on Thanksgiving. First of all, what type of asshole starts a diet on the holidays? That's me. But I'm like, no time like the present. Jeremy made it through now 2 Thanksgivings. He is my muse. I turn to him. I haven't yet stepped on a scale. I haven't taken any before or after pictures. I just wanted to focus on one thing and one thing only. I probably should have done those things, but I wanted to just get several days in a row under my belt. And one of the things that I picked up on, if you were to look up this question, if you were to write this in any search engine, why do I have so much energy when I'm fasting? It will explain to you what I attempted to explain to you last week. And while I was doing that, Amanda came in here and was basically going, no. And now I knew this, but it's easier to just put it into the search engine and get an explanation. And I'm going to do this again to give you an idea of what I am going through. Why do I have so much energy when fasting? And it reads, my AI overlord says your body switches from using sugar to fat for fuel. Okay? Additionally, fasting can lead to improved blood sugar stability, a shift away from the digestive state that can cause sleepiness, and increased production in brain protective proteins like something known as BDNF. This is the big thing right here that I've noticed. I don't notice anything in my appearance at all. But I do notice this, and I've highlighted it so you can see it. Mental sharpness. By shifting to a different fuel source, fat, ketones, your brain may function more efficiently. Additionally, the energy saved from not digesting food becomes available to the brain, leading to improved focus and mental clarity. I swear I feel like fucking Neo in the Matrix. I'm like, just, I'm driving. I'm like, all I haven't done anything other than gone long amount of time each day, 16 plus hours of no eating. And like that, right? I feel that way right now. And I think one of the things that I'm really able to notice it on is doing this show. I mean, I could always pull it off. But there were days when I'm like, I didn't feel nearly as good as I feel right now. Figured I'd check in with Molly, make sure that she's happy with what I'm talking about here. Molly, don't forget, if there's anything going on that you're not happy with, just let me know so I can be aware that you are not happy with the content. Regarding Amanda telling me what's up and what's down on dieting. Tyler says, I always fast in the mornings and come into work feeling sharp. Yeah, that's what I'm experiencing right now. And I got a hard workout in. This is the only workout I've done in forever. And, all right, we got 15 inches of snow. So I bust out Saturday and I have the snowblower, but the other side. And like, I haven't gotten it ready for the winter. Now that's probably not a big deal and I could very easily get it ready in the snow, but my snowblower kind of sucks shit. It's one of those ones where when you have snow, like what we had Saturday, it just doesn't have enough behind it. And on that heavy, wet snow, it comes out about 1 inch. It's like two girls, one cup coming out of the chute. And then it oftentimes gets stuck. And then you blow 1 inch of snow, and then it's jammed. It's kind of a disaster. I think I need a new one. Megan, with a historic joke, your snowblower is acting like you. Joke race, the velocity of EZ's load, says Nick in the arena. So true. My God, you guys are fucking trained. Those are good jokes. So I get to shoveling. And as Alan writes, that's going to be a 3 a.m. knock on the door. Knock. I don't want to knock because then the dogs will go nuts. Knock on the door. Yeah, hey, Megan, it's 2:30 in the morning. I know. Ooh, hey, yeah. But, you know, I just felt it was kind of mean. I don't want anyone to you know, even though all I said was your snowblower is acting like you, people could figure that out. And that would mean that if they know that I work for Irvine's, we would lose the company over that. So could you maybe just go in and go back to that show and delete it? Maybe just edit it out. In fact, can you just delete all your podcasts so that in case there's anything else I say? No. Go home and go to bed. And put your shoes on. Anyway, where was that? What was I talking about? Oh, so I got after it, and this is a bitch. Like, I am not cut out for this today. And thank God my neighbor, Chris, saw me chugging along. And he started to chew up the snow with a snowblower. And I go, that's enough, man. You don't have to do the whole thing. There was a lot left. So then I'm working on the other side of it. And the Alleluias come home from church service. And then he mobilizes the troops. All of the kids at his house, they have shovels. They're all older kids. They have shovels, and he busts out the snowblower, and it's also much better than mine, and he is destroying the snow with the snowblower. He's making short work of it. Now, the next part, as I was shoveling, I was like, I hope he asks me if I can borrow the snowblower, because I will take him up on that if he asks me. So he shuts it down. He goes, Eric. And I look up. I go, here it is. He's got to offer me the snowblower. And he goes, you want it? And he points to the snowblower. And I look at him. And I go like this. Now, that is all that I did. Thumbs up. For those of you in the audio audience. Thumbs up. And I'm what does this tell you? I'm going to ask you, chat. What does that mean to you? If someone says to you, hey, you want to borrow my snowblower? And then you go thumbs up. What does that mean? Can you give me what you think that that means within communication? Does that mean no? I'd rather shovel the rest of this back-breaking snow. Well, after I said, yeah, with this look on my face, he goes, okay. And then he puts it in the garage. And I'm like, no, no, don't do it. I didn't say anything. We're getting mixed comments. David says yes. Alan says yes. Becca Shea says, yeah, it means yes. Tyler says it clearly means I'm good. No thanks. Nakua Matata says it means yes, I would like that. So does Rebecca. That's what she says. Piano Finger Banger says it means I'm all set. Thanks, though. Alan says it means go fuck yourself. Amy says, maybe he must have thought you were good to go and didn't want it. Tyler says he probably interpreted it as I'm good. It's either he interpreted it as I'm good, or he was like, hey, you want this? And then I went, yeah. And he was like, too bad. And put it, I've heard you call me the Alleluias. No, I don't think that's it. But can you imagine if it was? I mean, they're like the nicest family on the planet. My God. So anyway, I finished it up. It was a lot of work, and I am sore today. That shows you how unbelievably out of shape I am right now. I got to see Dad over Thanksgiving. Dad and Joanne. A couple things that stand out. We drive across the state, and Dad is we're face to face. It's Pooh Bear and myself and my dad. And I walk in. And he takes a look. And this is what he says. I know you're going to feel bad for me, but don't feel bad for me. He goes, I don't know you. He's pointing to me. I don't know you, but I know her. And then he goes, come here, you. And he gives her a big hug. And then I come walking up. And he goes, who are you? I go, I'm your son, Dad. This is Eric. He goes, okay. No idea. I go, well, as you know, I'm someone that loves you. Give me a hug. Okay. He's like, stranger danger. In case you don't know, he's horrible dementia is ravaging his soul. Later on in the day, though, see, it comes and goes. The memory comes and goes. He's sitting there, and then he, I'm talking behind him, and he can't see me, but I guess he said to Joanne, do I hear my son Eric's voice? And she goes, yes, you do. He is here. So that was awesome. And then the Lions fucked up the game. Oh, my God. They are now 7-5 on the year. They got to win Thursday. The interesting thing about Lions fans, by the way, this should be a dog whistle for Joe Martinez if he's here. Oh, he's not. Thank God. He probably knew that he has nothing to say because Michigan sucks shit. What an embarrassment. Kevin Kuypers, what do you have to say for your stupid Wolverines? What a pile of shit team. Oh, my God. Now they're going to end up going to the Home Depot Buttfuck Bowl. Losers. The Lions were a disaster. The Packers beat the shit out of them. So now Detroit is 7-5, and they host Dallas coming up on Thursday. They got to win that deal. Lions fans, though, like the crowd that I was with, my family members, after the Lions lost, I went, oh, well. And then they're like, oh, that's it. I'm like, what do you mean? What's it? What's it? What's going on? They're out of the playoffs. I go, they're out of the playoffs? They are? They have no shot at the playoffs. Yeah. I go, oh, I didn't know that. So then I looked it up, and it says, no, they're not out of the playoffs. Bob says, ugh, sports ball, change the topic. All right. And then, okay, so there's that. But Joe Martinez is here, and that's bad for all of us. But what a miserable performance by that pile of shit Michigan team. Oh, my God. You know what's interesting about that? Is Michigan fuck fan was probably in front of the TV yanking his pud when the first play of the game, whoever the fuck that guy was, gashed like a 30-yard run. And then I think they followed it up with another one, and Wolverine fan is like, oh, we're going to do it again. Ryan Day is going down. And then Ohio State woke up, and you did not have any more success for the rest of the game. What a death by a thousand cuts, slow obliteration that was. Oh, my God. That might have been 100-0. What a absolute ass-kicking in every aspect of the game. Michigan has this quarterback who sucks, but all of these losers maintain that he's good. This cock passed for 64 yards. Ugh. Cole says, what about that loser that headbutted the ref and didn't get thrown out? What the hell was that? Yeah, that's typical Michigan sleaze football. Dirty, dirty, ugly human beings involved with that football team. Everybody knows that. Not to mention, after the game, the Ohio State Buckeyes are excited that they have defeated Michigan at Michigan. They've totally humiliated them. All these loser Walmart Wolverine fans are going home to beat their wives and drink till they can't even see straight and whatnot. All these amazing fans of theirs who didn't even go to the fucking school. And the Ohio State players like, hey, we're going to go put our flag at the 50-yard line like these dirtbag Michigan players do. And then Coach Ryan Day, who really is a great coach and obviously a better tactician and a better human being than shit Michigan, turns to his players and says, no, no, we don't do that. We're going to walk out here as a team, and then we're going to walk off the field, and we're going to go celebrate as a team. We are not sticking our flag in the ground. That's what we're doing. And the players go, yeah, you're right, coach. It was amazing. So that was a thorough ass kicking, and Becca Shea says they're class. Absolutely. They are class. Now, I don't have a dog in the fight. I don't care about either of those teams, but I have eyes and a brain that's better than most, so I can see what's up. Obviously, Ohio State has a better program. They're probably going to win the national championship this year, and Michigan is going to the Home Depot Buttfuck Bowl. There you go. Congratulations. Becca Shea's husband, who is my new best friend, Kevin, is a huge Ohio State fan. I can just imagine the joy echoing through the halls of your home with that victory by Ohio State. Side note, Michigan State is firing their coach. I don't even know the guy's name. He was only here for like a week, and he's already fired. They were a huge pile of shit the whole time he was here, and I think they're going to hire some guy who coached Northwestern. I don't know his name. I think he was pretty good for a period of time, but that's that. Spartans suck. I knew they were going to be bad when they hired the coach from Oklahoma State, who, like, his career record as a coach at Oklahoma State was like 500. He had a 500. He had a horrible winning. Yeah, this is our new guy. You know what they got to do? They got to bring a Brinks truck to, if they want to make a splash, like a name, and they should go get that guy from LSU, Brian Kelly, who's got ties to the state of Michigan with his time at Central Michigan and Grand Valley State. They got to get that fucker, or they got to get, I don't know, Urban Meyer maybe, who last we heard about Urban Meyer, he was feeling chicks up at bars that were not Mrs. Meyer when he destroyed the Jacksonville Jaguars. But he might have been a great college football coach and just a shitty pro coach, you know? Anyway, Badger says Joe is so mad that he can't type. Well, I have in Twitch, I have various words you can't say, like filters. So whenever he tries to say all of his stupid shit, it won't allow him. All right. Joe Martinez says he coached Oregon State before MSU. Dumb shit. No, he didn't. He coached Oklahoma State. Everybody knows that. It wasn't Oregon State. He coached at Oregon State, not Oklahoma State. Joe Martinez thinks that guy coached at Oklahoma State, but he coached at Oregon State. What an idiot. Fucking pay attention. I said Oregon State 100 times. God. Anyway. I'm going to take a quick break, ladies and gentlemen, because your old pal EZ has to use the boys' room. But before I go, there's some handiwork that I have to take care of. All right? If you are watching this show on Instagram, Kick, Facebook, or YouTube. I think that's it. By the way, some of you are saying, Easy, don't forget your radio meeting. It was moved this week. It's tomorrow, so I'm good. I appreciate you, though, very much for that. Anyway, if you're watching the show on any of those platforms, I'm going to kick you out so that you can go then, if you want the rest of it, and go follow me on Twitch to get the whole show. Give yourself a username, contribute to the chat, be part of this fun group. Tell me when you want me to change topics or you're going to leave. Like, threaten me. Threaten me with change topics or I'm going to leave. You can even do that. I won't like, do anything. I'm not going to listen. But you're more than welcome to threaten me. It's cool. I don't mind it. You go to twitch.tv/Eric Zane Live for all of your threats. We're threat heavy on this show today. twitch.tv/Eric Zane Live. Email me on the Shoreliner Striping inbox, eric@ericzaneshow.com. By the way, Joe Martinez, I told you Michigan was going to lose. I told you they were going to lose. I told you the exact score. All right? And I told you that that quarterback of yours, I don't even know his name, Neil O'Donnell, was going to have a shitty day. I told you all these things, but you don't pay attention. You don't listen to me. I don't know what your problem is. Email eric@ericzaneshow.com on the Shoreliners Striping inbox. And join the Patreon, patreon.com/Eric Zane, if you want more content. All right. So for the folks on Instagram, Kick, YouTube, and Facebook, I am now leaving you in the lurch. Go to twitch.tv/Eric Zane Live. And become part of the community on Twitch if you want the rest of the show in its entirety. All right, they are gone. Thank you to them. Meanwhile, thank you as always to my friends over at Impact Power Sports. Impact Power Sports online at impactpowersportsmi.com. Great place to go to get a Yamaha golf cart. Not to mention an ATV, UTV, side-by-side, motorcycle, e-bike, scooter. They have it all for the holidays. Full service department, in case you have anything that busts on you, they can take care of you at Impact Power Sports. Their website, impactpowersportsmi.com. Merchant Automotive, one of my newest sponsors. You can find them at merchant-automotive.com. If your truck has a Duramax diesel engine or an Allison transmission or both, and you get in the weeds on your maintenance, take it over to Merchant Automotive in Zeeland, Michigan, online at merchant-automotive.com. They will help you out and make sure in making sure that your vehicle gets repaired. While you're at it, go to their website, merchant-automotive.com, and check out their amazing lineup of kits that they manufacture there to aid in performance and improve the running of your vehicle. You can pick up one of a multiple number of kits that can make your life easier. Go and shop online, merchant-automotive.com. Okay. While we wait during this boring intermission, I apologize. I will. I'll be back in just a few. Hang tight with me. Thank you for being here. Don't leave. Don't leave because there's something that you don't like happening. All right. Thank you. I'm back. Nakua Matata says, "I don't like intermissions, so I'm leaving." Runner girl Amy says, doesn't he have a meeting? No, no meeting today. Thank you, miss. Going on tomorrow. Patrick says, I'm not feeling this break. I'm leaving. Badger says, maybe he got fired. You'd know that if you weren't so busy entering data at the data center, referring to our pal Amy, who that's what she does for a living. She works. It's data center and a call center. I remember her when we were doing a show and she was taking, calls from people who needed help with office chairs. That's what I remember. All right. There is something unique about the sensation when you you cannot utilize your phone, when your phone is not with you. It is like an addiction. It's like losing an addiction in a way, because mine is dead. So it's really odd. So I'm training myself to not have the phone, but I need the phone. Okay. I even reached out to the people that I need to hear from on a regular basis and said, hey, I am phoneless. There's something wrong. So it's remarkable how much your brain is dependent on having it so that you can, scroll. And all I do, I had so much extra time today when I was preparing for this show. I was like, okay, well, now I'm getting an idea of just how much time I waste with that thing when that thing is in my hands. I think in part of this new year, new you thing that I'm starting to lean into now early in 2025, I think that needs to be something that I look into too. Intentionally not touching that fucking thing. But the problem is, it's awesome. You know, it's fantastic. Like Badger says, we were wondering why you were on time today. That is the exact reason. I was waiting for the show to start. In fact, I started it right at 10, but the software puked on me twice, so it actually started at about 01 or 02. And I was tapping my foot, waiting for the time to start, for it to be 10 o'clock to start the goddamn show. Tyler says, I've been using it less, honestly. I mostly just use it for this show. That's awesome. All right, that is Act 1 of the podcast. Act 2 is available right after this one. Go check it out. What are you doing? Don't miss a second of it. Thank you so much.